Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, normally we'd have been talking to Pancho Campo. It's normally in some far-flung part of Spain, but he's excelled himself today. Pancho, good morning in Cape Town.
Good morning in Cape Town, facing the famous Table Mountain.
Fantastic. Now, you're often going to these places to try wines or whatever it is that you're doing, but not today, Pancho. Why are you in South Africa?
Well, I'm here for a very good, to support a very good and nice cause, which is today is World Water Day.
Yep.
I'm sure that your listeners are all aware of it.
Yep.
And coinciding with World Water Day, we are launching a program called SOS, Save Our Schools, because, you know, Cape Town is the first city in the world, the first capital city that, if nothing is done drastically, will run out of drinking water. And, of course, you know, a lot of schools have been suffering because, you know, kids can, you know, they can drink, they can go to the toilet, they, you know, they can cook. So a few schools, you know, have to change completely their schedule. And, you know, as soon as you land here at the airport, in the streets, in the hotel, there are signs all over the place, you know, save water, you know, be cautious when using water. It's worse than I expected, actually.
Well, we talked about this on the phone a few weeks back, and when you mentioned this to me, that there was, you know, it was coming a day zero in Cape Town, I actually thought that you were over-exaggerating, but you were clearly not. And in fact, they've been slightly luckier than they expected to be. They were supposed to have run out on March the 5th, but now day zero is set, I believe, for July the 15th.
July the 15th, in fact, it's been set as, you know, day zero. The reason why they delayed the date is because the measures that, you know, the town hall and the government has taken, you know, encouraging people not to waste more than 50 liters of water a day,
yeah,
it's actually working. And
right,
they're hoping that they're going to have rainfall that can take us, you know, take day zero further down the calendar.
Yeah, the 50 litres a day you talk about, that's what the city have asked residents to consume. And that, to put it in context, is already less than one-sixth of what the average American would use in a day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when I started working in this project and I got all this information, you know, the one thing I had, you know, was, you know, we sat for dinner with my kids and I said, listen, guys, one of your showers is equivalent to all the water that a family in South Africa has for one absolute day. And the other day when we did the Al Gore movie premiere, you know, I told the people, you know, just imagine for 10 seconds that you don't have water to brush your teeth in the morning, to take a shower, to prepare yourself a cup of tea or coffee. Mm. You cannot wash the dishes. You cannot. You know, basically, it's tragic. I mean, we need water, because it's part of our livelihood. 65% of our body is composed out of water. And for everything we do, you know, we need water.
The interesting thing about this is, Pancho, and you'll know this being there, that the officials, this is no surprise to the officials there, they made a mistake, and then a mistake that's becoming increasingly common. They assumed that future rainfall patterns would be the same as they were in the past, or if they changed, they wouldn't change too quickly. But they couldn't have been more wrong.
They are absolutely wrong. I mean, the main reason why this country is running out of water is because they've had tremendous drought in the last three winters.
Yeah.
Take away the summer. So if in the winter, when you're supposed to have rainfall, it is completely dry, you know, it's just no water enough. And, you know, luckily in the hotel where we're staying, they have a desalination plant. And
right,
we have, enough water available. But that is, you know, it's a rare case. Not all the hotels, not all the facilities have these desalination plants. And it's, and they're very expensive. And on top of that, desalination plants, they still have to work and you know, innovation, because they pollute a lot. You know, they, the amount of emissions of greenhouse gases through desalination is quite high with the technology we have at the moment.
Yeah. The desalination plants you mentioned there, they've got four major new plants under construction. They're drilling new water wells, and a plant that would reuse effluent is being built. Most of those projects are more than half completed, but that's not going to be quick enough. So there must be a real panic there. You know, what if it doesn't rain?
It is. It is the talk of the town. You know, I'm in a taxi now, going to the place where I'm supposed to do my speech now, and I can see signs of people, government signs saying, you know, save water, you know, save till the last drop. It's everywhere, and it's the talk of the town.
One of the South African resource management experts, a guy called Anthony Turton, says that there is no more time for a solution. We need an act of God. We need divine intervention. So basically, only rain will save that situation now, isn't it?
At the moment, yes. That's the only solution because, as you well said before, there's not time enough to build desalination plants and to drill wells. You know, so day zero is delayed for a longer time. So, you know, let's hope that, you know, the people, I mean, the people are conscious about it. You know, they understand the urgency. They are saving water. I can't imagine our European society, our people in Marbella, living on 50 liters of water a day. It's just unthinkable at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And if day zero comes in July, then they'll have to live on far less than that. They're saying around about 25 litres a day, which is less than that typically used in 4 minutes of showering. And let's bear in mind here, there are 4 million people in Cape Town, and we could have the scenario where people are standing in line with armed guards to collect rations of what is now becoming their most precious commodity, just simple water.
Exactly. And, I'm also here because, you know, I want to visit one country, and I want to promote our conference in Oporto, Climate Change Leadership, which, you know, we have confirmed the leader of the leaders, but I can't mention the name yet, but, you know, everybody can imagine who is the leader of all leaders. The wine industry spends 4 liters of water to produce 1 liter of wine. Just think about that for a moment.
Wow.
And you know, all the industries are... We rely so much on water that we have to change the way we think. We have to change our attitude. We have to change, you know, we have to, you know, think that this is the planet that we're going to leave to our children. And before we thought, oh, you know, our children and our grandchildren are never going to see this. But trust me, my kids are starting to suffer because they already got, you know, I have to tell them already to cut it short in the way they waste water at home.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not just a problem in South Africa. 21 million residents in Mexico City, and many of them only have running water part of the day. 1 in 5 get a few hours from their taps a week. Several major cities in India don't have enough. Water managers in Melbourne in Australia reported last summer they could run out of water in less than a decade. And Jakarta in Indonesia is running so dry that the city is sinking faster than the seas are rising because they're sucking up groundwater from below the surface. It's not just a Cape Town problem, Pancho.
No, it's not. And the other day, you know, I'm so proud of the people in Marbella because we had a massive response. We had over 1,000 people that went to watch Al Gore's movie, and they were committed. They were paying attention, and some of them got really emotional. And one of the things that I showed to them were some impressions that I asked the office of Vice President Al Gore to do about the sea level rise in Marbella, and I showed pictures of Playa El Alicate, Hippopotamus, Don Carlos. And that was done in 2007. And I asked them in those days to make a projection to 50 years. And I, you know, it was sad to see that those projections were absolutely wrong, because in 2017 we have beaches on Marbella that, you know, the water was at the level of the road. Even, you know... Al Gore's projections, of course, they have to be a little bit Hollywood-oriented, otherwise they wouldn't have the impact. And they were, you know, some people said, you know, oh, they're very catastrophic and they're very, you know, science fiction.
Yeah.
But we were wrong. We were absolutely wrong.
And, of course, it's worth pointing out that, particularly in the case of Cape Town, it's not just climate change that is to blame there. I mean, you've got a big population growth, you've got a lot of environmental damage, and that's what World Water Day today is talking about. It's saying nature for water. That's the theme of this year's World Water Day, where they're basically planting new forests, reconnecting rivers to floodplains, restoring the wetlands. So there is stuff that can be done outside of the climate change argument.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the attitude of people, is the irresponsibility that we all have had in the past, that, you know, not caring about the water. Take, for instance, you know, in the hotel where I'm staying, which I found it incredible being in Cape Town, and all the restaurants that we've gone, still the water that they use to flush the toilet is the same drinking water.
Wow.
That's obscene. We cannot be doing that. I mean, and I've seen, you know, fountains, you know, spending lots of drinking water. I don't care if they use water that is not drinkable, but, you know, let's be a little bit more responsible. And I think, you know, the message today in your program should be to encourage all your listeners to think about what's happening in South Africa and what this could happen to us, because two Spanish cities are in the list of the top 10 that will have a day zero very, very soon. So save water. When you brush your teeth, make it shorter. When you take a shower, take a shorter shower, and let's all do something. It's in our hands. We don't have to expect politicians and world leaders and organizations to help us, because they're not, and the solution comes from each one of us.
Absolutely. Well said, Pancho. Well, I know that you're on your way to your conference thing now, so we will let you go. And when you're back here, we will continue this chat and see what other information you found out. So as of now, July the 15th will be day zero in Cape Town, when they will basically run out of water. Pancho, thank you so much. Good luck with your talk.
Thank you.
We'll speak to you next week, hopefully.
On a very positive note, I'm in Clock Tower, and I can't say that facing Table Mountain, this is probably one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Bill.
No problem, Pancho. Pleasure as always. Speak to you next week. Good luck. Cheers. Bye-bye.